Listening to the song Heavy the Rain by Angela Bivens, singer-songwriter, who joins us here in the cafe. Welcome.
Hi, Mary Charlotte.
So you, Angela, have been on the show a number of times before, I think, and you have your debut album, which is being released this Sunday. It's called White Dragon. So tell us about the process of, I mean, you're a teacher of music and of voice, and you've been singing and performing, but getting to that point where you have a professionally produced CD that's out there.
Wow, getting to this point. Well, definitely a journey. I have recorded albums in the past, but this was the first time that I went into a studio. I went to Ceremony Studios here in Santa Fe and worked with Bob Witzenhausen. And he was able to draw out the motivation, the energy that I needed to see this through. I've been wanting to do it for a long time, and I had somebody in town offer to pay for the album for me. So that's how I was able to do it.
Very nice.
And I'm really excited it's done. I think of this album as kind of an internship.
What do you mean?
Like, it's very educational, the process for me. I'm also now looking forward to doing another album.
So you play piano, and that's you, right, playing?
Yes.
So when you record, are you recording every track separately? Are you there? You're not playing and singing at the same time, or are you?
I'm not, and that is actually really different for me. I am used to playing and singing at the same time, the emotional component weaving in and out with my fingers, with my voice, with the meaning of the words. And this was a very different process, having to lay the piano track down, having to lay the vocal track down, and having to feel the emotion from it. Also choosing, how is this arrangement going to be? What other artists are we going to bring in?
And so that is itself is kind of part of the art and craft, as opposed to the sort of spontaneous getting up on stage in front of a live audience and you're live with all your musicians and yourself, and you give everything you've got at
yes.
one time.
Yeah, and actually that, I've thought about that a lot, because the way that the album was produced, it has a different sound than when I play live. And actually, at the event coming up, I will be playing live, and it will be me and piano. So it will be more of an acoustic, bare bones versions of the song.
Your album release party is this Sunday from 4 to 6 at the El Dorado Hotel, and you're going to be performing and hanging out. It's been kind of a community process of getting this whole thing made.
Yes, like I said, I had a person in town offer to pay for studio time for the album, which is how that was feasible. I also joined Kickstarter.com and raised over $4,000 to press the CD and have the release party.
Nice.
So a lot of people from the community donated and pledged. And this event is really to celebrate all of that effort and the culmination into the album.
And you're playing piano, but you've got a number of other musicians playing the other instruments on the album.
I do. I hired some local musicians. Josh Martin played bass on most of the songs. A friend of mine, Tim Masika, played electric guitar. Russell Scharf played trumpet on a few tracks. Sharon Gilchrist played mandolin on the title track, White Dragon. And Bob Witzenhausen played percussion.
Very nice. Now, you also, besides performing and making albums and all this, you teach piano and you teach voice.
I do. I have a studio called Another Bird of Song, and I'm located down on Palace Avenue. I have piano, voice, and composition lessons, and I've been doing it for about 5 years. And I'm always accepting new students, and it's really nice. The students who are attracted to me are students that are they're very creative inherently. They have a songwriting aspect, part of them, and I help to draw that out.
Very interesting. So you're not only teaching them technique, you're teaching them to compose their own music.
To connect with their muse.
Yeah.
And to transform their life experiences, their emotions into music.
What is that process like for you, contacting that muse, so to speak?
It's always there for me. And that really lends itself to what I want to say about the album, that each song is a transformation of an experience, a life lesson. And so that muse is always at work for me, how I see things, how I'm perceiving, how I'm trying to transform whatever experience to lend itself to be the highest good for me or for all.
Angela Bivens is a singer-songwriter. Her debut album is called White Dragon, and once again, she will be at the El Dorado Hotel from 4 to 6 this coming Sunday, the 11th of December. It's a party to which the public is invited.
Yes, I hope to see you there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Nice to be with you, too.
We're going to take another little break. Keith McHenry will join us in just a moment. Please stay tuned to KSFR.